This is FNX.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Slamcast with your host, Dr. Nick and Phil Moore.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up tomorrow, Sunday, SmackDown pay-per-view, No Mercy. Now, we haven't seen a No Mercy pay-per-view since 2008.
It's been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Wow.
So, them bringing back an old name for a pay-per-view is pretty interesting.
Well, they have to, because they got 19... How many extra pay-per-views now?
I think there's like 19. 11? I don't know, there's two a month.
Like 11 extra now?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Swagger versus Corbin, Baron Corbin. Who do you have for that match?
Well, since Swags got the crazy win on SmackDown this past Tuesday, I'm going to go with Baron Corbin. Yeah, I think Baron Corbin's going to get the win with, what's his finishing move, the End of Days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to get the win. But I think the feud's going to keep on going and then move on to the next pay-per-view. So, yeah, right now my pick is Baron Corbin or Jack Swagger.
As much as I'd like to say Jack Swagger, I'd have to go with Corbin, too, just because of the fact that they're using Swagger to put over Corbin.
Yeah, I think eventually they're going to push Corbin into the SmackDown main event scene. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they want to do with him. You know, they still need to build him up because he hasn't really had a...
he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Tournament.
Then he had that feud with Ziggler. That took
That went on forever. Oh my God, it was so bad.
But that was like his last main feud, right?
Yeah, I watched... there was a show in Danville, which is close to us. I went to the house show and they had a match between Baron Corbin and Ziggler. I went to go to the snack stand. That's how bad it was.
Well, because we've seen the match so many times.
Yeah. Plus, they have two conflicting styles, which is the bad part about it.
Yeah.
And not AJ Styles. So, the three-way between Ambrose, Cena, and AJ Styles. Who do you think's gonna win that match?
I think AJ Styles is gonna retain. Why? I don't know. But I think... I just had that feeling he's going to retain. I don't think Cena... he's on his quest to win his 16th title. They're bringing that storyline
back. Yeah.
I think it's going to come down to Cena and Styles. But I think Ambrose is going to do something to Cena. And then Styles is going to get that sneak-in win. So, you know, there's always a sneak-in win. It's like a triple threat.
I think what that'll do is it'll set up a little program between Cena and Ambrose. Yeah, because Cena and Ambrose have been having good matches.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen because there's the banter back and forth between them.
So it's good. Where does AJ Styles go from here, though, when he regains the title? Who do you put him against?
Honestly, I think it's going to be Orton. I think Orton's going to beat Bray, and then that's going to end that feud, finally. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's going to step up to challenge AJ on SmackDown.
Be interesting.
Because you... AJ's a heel. You gotta have a top face.
Right.
And your two top faces, well, because Ambrose is kind of a tweener now.
Right.
But your two main faces on SmackDown are Cena and Orton.
Yeah.
So I think Orton's the next logical step for AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah.
If he retains.
I think the Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss. Becky Lynch is gonna retain because... why would you have her lose the title that quick?
Yeah, I think she'll retain. I think Becky Lynch is gonna feud with every diva until she loses.
Yeah, I'd say Bliss eventually. Alexa Bliss eventually will win the title, but not this quickly.
Right. I think Becky Lynch will beat Alexa Bliss and then maybe move on to face like either Natalya or Carmella.
Yeah.
I think that's the next logical step. Unless they keep that feud going with Alexa Bliss, they could have a couple more matches.
She's hot, by the way.
Who, Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heath Slater and Rhino versus the Usos. I think the Usos are going to win. Or they may stay with Slater and Rhino because they're still popular.
This is a tough one. You can go either way. I really want Slater and Rhino to keep it, but I think the Usos are going to win, and then I think they're going to battle with American Alpha, because they've been setting that up for
at least
a month now.
And having the titles in that picture would continue.
And then I think eventually American Alpha will win the title. And then, because Rhino's running for some office, sort of political office, so I don't think he... I don't know if it's possible for him to be around that often, you know? So
I don't know.
He may, have to cut out for that. I don't know.
What do they do with Slater, though? I mean, Slater is a good enough guy. He's got charisma. He's talented.
He could face The Miz. Icy title feud.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, because technically Slater's a face now.
Yeah, and they can and they're both good on the mic.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think that would be.
Miz can make fun of his family.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be fine.
I would be okay with that. Usos, I think.
Yeah, The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. I think Ziggler's going to win.
I think The Miz is going to win.
You think?
Yep.
Ziggler's done?
From what I read online, they were talking about moving him into an agent role. He's going to be done active wrestling.
That'd be okay.
Because the way he wrestles, he does have... He's prone to injury, prone to concussions.
When you wrestle like that, you have a very short lifespan.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's
and fine. Honestly...
Because that concussion really fucked up his career.
Yeah, to me, Ziggs is getting kind of stale. I mean, where would he go from here after The Miz feud? I can't see where he would go. Now, if he loses, is he going to go to Raw? Or is he going to do what these rumors are saying and be an agent or do backstage stuff?
I'd be okay with him being an agent. Yeah. I'd be all right with it.
But I think The Miz is going to win. I think he's going to be that heel that's going to hold that title forever. Is he going to break Honky Tonk's record? It's possible.
I would like it if he did. Okay. Orton versus Bray Wyatt. Wyatt needs this.
He needs it, but you know how WWE is.
Yeah, we know how that is.
I think Orton's gonna win.
I do too. And then Wyatt's gonna go off and feud again with somebody else.
Yeah, he'll be away and then he'll show up randomly during someone's match and talk about being a god.
Yep, that's how it happens every time.
Yep.
That's pretty much all there is to say about that match.
Orton.
Yeah, Orton. Okay, I do not give two shits about this match.
On Nikki Bella and Carmella?
Yeah, and here's why. They brought Carmella up from NXT, and NXT people actually cared about her.
Mm.
Now she's just another woman.
Well, she was with Enzo and Cass, too.
Yeah.
That's not why
she's just
popular.
Another person.
Yeah.
I don't think that they should have...
I like her being more aggressive now, and I think this feud with Nikki Bella is bringing out her aggressiveness. As far as her being a good wrestler, honestly, I haven't seen too much because I don't really pay attention during her matches or Nikki Bella because I don't like Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
I
think she should have stayed away.
But from what I've seen, like from her being, you know, just kind of there to them working with her and giving her something and bringing in an attitude that I think is needed for a heel, you know, I think she's done okay with it. You know, I know people don't like her personality.
Yeah.
She's not that great on the mic. As far as wrestling, I've seen her finishing maneuver. I thought it was pretty cool.
I think with Nikki Bella, Carmella needs this win because what does this win do for Nikki Bella?
It would just squash the feud.
It does
or
nothing.
Just make the feud
it does nothing for Nikki.
Mm.
She's already an established person.
I think if Carmella won, it would keep the feud going. I think that's what they're going to do.
Honestly, I think Nikki Bella should have stayed away. She had the injury. Start a family with John.
Mm.
Or, you know, get... Just enjoy your life outside of the ring. Nothing against her. No disrespect towards her. But her and her sister were good as a tag team. Her little feud that she had. Women's title. You know, all this kind of stuff. Fine. After that... You have nothing left to prove, Nikki. Mm-hmm. You're good to go. Just enjoy the rest of your life. If you want to have a tag team match with somebody, if you want to put people over, great. If this is your way of putting Carmella over, fine. That's great. An established woman wrestler putting somebody over, I have no problem with that, you know. Kurt Hawkins versus To Be Determined.
Oh, okay.
I love the promos that they're doing with Kurt Hawkins.
At least they're doing something with
It's kind of like the version one Matt Hardy they used to do, where it was like Matt Hardy enjoys pizza rolls.
Yeah. I think it's cool they're trying something with him.
Well, Kurt Hawkins.
Because before they released him, he wasn't doing shit. Like,
no,
he wasn't. Random tag team with Tyler Rex.
I was
at Raw 1000 when he was one of the guys that got his ass whooped by Undertaker.
Well, did you see what Zack Ryder posted on Twitter? Kurt Hawkins, his gimmick towards the end, he had this like gold cane that he carried. Mm. Zack Ryder posted a picture of that cane on his Twitter.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Honestly, I liked Hawkins and Ryder as a tag team.
Yeah, I think I'd see
when they were the Major
I think
Brothers,
I would rather see,
and then they became the Edgeheads.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I'd rather see Ryder and Hawkins back to their tag team.
They were good together. I thought they were.
I don't like Mojo Rawley.
I don't either.
But as far as his opponent, I mean, I think Kurt Hawkins is going to be a face. He's going to be like a comedic type guy, like
right.
Slater.
Yeah.
So he's going to face a heel. I mean, who's out there that's a heel? It could be one of the Ascension guys. Who else do they have that's a heel?
I don't even know.
See, that's the problem. The roster's pretty thin.
Yeah.
You know, most of it's women and tag teams. That's why I think they need to move some of the Raw guys over, you know, like they did with Swagger. I think someone like Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel would benefit from being on
SmackDown. Yeah, because their rosters, you know, it's not equal by any means.
No. Hell no, it's not. And that's why I'm kind of surprised. I think eventually they're going to add more guys.
Yeah.
But it just hasn't happened yet.
No.
But I think someone like Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel would benefit from going from Raw to SmackDown because they're not doing anything on Raw.
No,
they're just
going to
be on main event. You know, losing to somebody.
Yeah.
Kurt Hawkins, I think, is going to win no matter who he faces. Like I said, I like his promos. I'm interested to see where they go with it. You know, if it eventually leads to him rejoining forces with Zack Ryder to form a tag team, I'd be all for it. You know, have them as a face tag team. And Mojo Rawley could go back to NXT because I don't like Mojo Rawley. Stay hyped!
Overall, I'd say the pay-per-view will be pretty good.
Do you think it's a strong card?
Yeah. I think it's okay.
I don't think it's strong, but I think it's up there.
To me, I don't think, for it being 2016, I don't think they should do separate pay-per-views for brands. Because they did that once before and it made sense. But that was back then.
And they had a lot of talent.
And they had, had more people.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, you're taking
a lot of mid-carders.
Yeah. And putting them on one show, and then you're leaving the other one with, like, you know.
But, like we said, you know, you got to push people. I think SmackDown is going to be that show where they're going to be able to showcase some of the talent.
Take the guys from NXT that you're trying to build up, put them on SmackDown.
Like Swagger. He was just basically going nowhere. I think he's going to benefit from being on SmackDown.
I do, too.
He's going to have more matches, more promo time. You know, he's been around a while.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So, he's a veteran. They're going to, you know, give him a little push, I think. But yeah, as far as it being a super strong card, I don't think it's super strong. I think it's okay. Obviously, to me, the matches that stick out, that'll be the highlight of the pay-per-view, would be the WWE title match, of course. Mm-hmm. Your AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, John Cena. And I think The Miz and Dolph Ziggler will be the second best match.
Well, it's like next
title
month,
versus career.
The Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. We've talked about this before. I'm tired of gimmick pay-per-views.
Gimmicks, yeah. Well, we already know it's going to be Rusev versus Reigns in the Cell. And then you're going to have Owens versus
That's why
Collins.
This No Mercy, it's fine. It's a good name. It's fine. You know, the card's relatively strong. It doesn't make Roman Reigns look strong, but
do you think with some of these matches on No Mercy, you think some of these feuds are going to end? Like the Orton-Wyatt feud? I think that is one of the feuds that's going
to
end after
it
this
needs
match.
To. I know it just began, but I'm tired of it already.
As far as the tag team, like I said, from there, I think Usos are going to win, and then they're going to continue their feud with American Alpha. And as far as Heath Slater and Rhino, I don't know what they're going to do. They're just probably going to be waiting in the wings until they get... they stay a tag team, that is. They could just be, you know, waiting in the wings and then...
I don't think they needed a separate women's champion or a tag team champion.
Yeah, but then a lot of the guys on SmackDown wouldn't get the title. You know they wouldn't. You know they would give it to either New Day, Enzo Cass, or Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah, but in a way, I mean, I know I'm kind of looking into it more than I should, but with Becky Lynch, she's very talented, and they're like, hey, we got another women's title. Here you go, Becky.
Mm.
Here you go. It's not recognized as much as the Raw Women's Championship.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, would Becky ever win the title as long as Charlotte, Sasha, and Becky, or no, not Becky, Bailey are around?
Nope. She's the side person.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, she's talented. It is.
You know, she has a lot of fans. Same with Natalya.
Yeah.
I'm just flabbergasted at the lack of opportunities she's had to hold the women's title.
Or she's held it like one time.
And that was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That was when she was still with D.H. Smith and Tyson Kidd, for Christ's sake. That's how long it's been, folks.
Well, they because of her age.
Yeah.
That's what they look at.
But.
Even though
they go by her looks, too.
Yeah.
Because she has a different look than a lot of the other wrestlers.
She's pretty. I think she is.
I think she is. She's lost weight. You know, that's the same.
I like bigger girls anyway.
It's a shame that they put a stigma on the women's wrestlers like that. Just like what they did with Mickey James.
Yeah.
By no means is she fat or unattractive.
I know, Mickey James.
Very curvy. She's
cute.
But they had to compare her to the Bellas and Michelle McCool.
To me, that was disrespectful when they called her Piggy James.
Back then, they were toothpick thin. Yeah. You know, Nikki didn't have her fake tits in.
No, to me, that was very disrespectful.
Yeah. And... Yeah, it's just the way they put the stigma on the women's wrestlers. I know they're trying to change things now,
it's kind of too late, honestly.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, I think your top two matches of the pay-per-view are the WWE title match and, of course, the title versus career, The Miz versus Ziggler. My third one would probably be Slater, Rhino versus the Usos, and then everything else is just kind of there.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what they're doing with Hawkins, who he's facing. I think either way he's going to win the match. I think they're going to do something with him. I mean, obviously they're going to all this effort for the promos. I think they realized once they couldn't get Shelton Benjamin with his injury, they had to bring someone else up.
Yeah.
Kurt Hawkins is the next best person, obviously, because no one else wants to come back because they're not going to get paid as much as they can in TNA or the independents, unfortunately. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing MVP.
Well, because Hawkins runs his own wrestling school, so he has a supplemental income.
Yeah.
So it's not going to hurt him any.
But I'm very disappointed that Shelton couldn't make it.
Yeah, that sucked.
I was looking forward to that.
I bet they felt like a dumbass when they ran that promo for a couple weeks.
I think he would have feuded with The Miz, because he was a former IC champ, had that title a couple times.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a great feud. I think that would have pushed The Miz to new levels as a wrestler and putting on matches, because Shelton Benjamin can put on a
clinic. Oh, yeah.
Not so great on the mic, but he can wrestle. He put on some good matches with Triple H, Shawn Michaels back in the day.
Yeah.
So he can do it. But unfortunately, he's injured. And who knows?
It happens.
Is he going to come back next year? I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, what's your top matches for the card? What do you think are going to be the top?
Obviously, the three-way match with AJ, Ambrose, and, Cena.
Mm.
Second one, probably Miz and Ziggler.
Mm.
Third, Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
I'd have to say those top three. Tag team match, probably be pretty good. I mean, I think it'll be good for what it's worth, but that's pretty much it. I mean, obviously, you know, like I said, I don't really care about the Carmella match that for all I'm they could have that on the fucking pre-show for all I care.
Right.
But You've heard it right here, folks. Dr. Nick and Phil Money's predictions on tomorrow's pay-per-view. We'll see y'all later.
Hey, I'm Will, the host of the podcast From the Sidelines, proud members of the FNX Network. I'm here to tell you why you should listen to our show. Do you need a comprehensive look over all the sporting happenings in the world on a weekly basis? Then you need From the Sidelines. Me and the guys discuss the bizarre, the serious, and the downright weird in sport every week. Seriously, 1 week we talked about jousting. It was so weird. If you love sport, you'll love our show. So come and join us as we look at sport from the sidelines.
Hey everyone, I'm Todd Eastman, and every fortnight the Big Ballers and I bring you the Big Ballers Podcast, where we talk NBA news, trades, and anything else related to basketball. We're insightful.
Lance Stephenson, he's going to be an all-star this season.
Serious.
I've got a certain spot to fill, but Miller usually fills it with the D.
Sounds pretty fluent to me.
Nah, that's been edited.
Professional.
Harrison Barnes. Dude, follow me again. There's no need to unfollow me. I'm sorry for whatever I did.
And most of all, welcoming to new fans.
Anyone that is not a basketball fan, that is all of a sudden a basketball fan looking for a team, this is what I say to you. We don't want you.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, FNX.network, or anywhere you can listen to podcasts. That's the Big Ballers Podcast. Like sitting next to a bunch of guys in the pub who think they know about ball.
My song and I won't.
Shoot the Defense is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, shootthedefense.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at Shoot the Defense.
This is